Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to Comic Book Rundown.
I'm your host, Joe, and this is Ed, and this is my co-host,
Ron.
Hi, guys.
That's
yeah,
it. That's all
yeah,
I
got. Yeah. We are on the second issue of this Captain Marvel story arc. Issue number, what, 13?
Disappointment.
Yeah. Look, they all can't be disappointed. You can't name all of them disappointment.
Disappointed. Next one's disappointing.
Okay, fair enough.
There's plenty of versions of the word. It's okay. So I would just like to say that not only did they make the cover of Times magazine...
Go ahead.
But they've got both Lawson and Marvel on the cover, right? Like, just looking at their, you know, frame, like, the facial, like, if they were, like, if okay, if this was an actual picture, you know, like, it was on there, and they're looking at the facial structures, the nose, the mouth, the eyes, the ears.
Hey, wait a minute.
Do you know how defining a person's ear can be?
Oh, very.
Because everybody's ears are different.
Yeah.
And like if you have pictures that are that close and we're playing, you know, like spot the differences.
Well, this one's wearing a mask, so he can't be Lawson.
He doesn't have glasses or a curl in the front of his hair, so it can't be Superman.
Look, that fooled so many people for so many years.
Hey, Joey, what's that over there?
Huh? Hey, who are you?
I took off my glasses.
And put a curly cue on.
Yeah.
Tried to. Yeah, you're correct. I saw that and I'm just like, are you kidding me?
Apparently the Times didn't have anything good to cover in the Marvel Universe.
Well, 1969.
Nice.
Yeah. I purposely give you that space. I
know.
I'm gonna go do it.
I know. That's why I did it.
We get a recap of what happened in the previous issue of Marvel kind of winning.
Wait, Marvel
actually,
air
hold on.
Quotes, defeating.
Yeah, he plays it out like he defeated the Manslayer. But it took a lot of, you know, strength from him. But he did it.
Right, okay. And then after this recap, he is in, what, an apartment room or something?
Yes.
And
I think it's okay, in his apartment.
He puts on a disguise that makes him look like Colonel fucking Sanders.
I love that.
Right?
Especially since he...
And then as soon as he puts on the disguise, he puts on his costume that completely negates the disguise. Because his disguise was a beard.
Yeah.
With glasses.
Yep.
And, like, that's it. It was a glasses and a beard. Because nobody has ever... Nobody has ever used that disguise before.
Well,
why don't you have a funny nose with glasses and a mustache?
Not only that, but like he immediately puts it on, hears on the what the TV or the radio that, oh, the robot android that
it moved again.
The thing is still alive. We need help. Oh, okay, I'm gonna go help with Captain Marvel.
But why? The beard's gone.
Yeah, he just immediately takes off the beard. Like that was pointless.
Yeah, they just wanted to show that he has that ability.
I mean,
I'm going to be a master of disguise.
Yeah. So he goes back down to attack the Manslayer. At this point, the Manslayer, when he woke back up,
he was non-violent. He lost his prime directive. So
okay.
if Marvel would have never attacked him, the Manslayer would have just been like, yo, dudes, I'm just going to chill right here until I know what I'm supposed to do.
But
again.
At the same time, he is already being, not attacked, but surrounded by all of these military men with guns and a flamethrower.
Pew, pew.
Yeah. Don't know why they need a flamethrower, but whatever.
He's plastic. They wanted to melt him.
I don't think he's actually plastic.
I thought it said that he was plastic.
He may have been.
Meh.
Honestly,
who cares?
Listen, I don't remember.
Yeah, that's
because
what I said.
Because it wasn't that important.
Exactly.
Especially,
unless they melted him.
Well, especially after like the next issue, because after the next issue,
he disappears.
Show up again.
Yeah.
But
he beats the crud out of Marvel.
Marvel.
Different,
Marvel,
same
Marvel.
Difference.
Well,
yeah.
I'm going to keep saying Marvel only because anytime I say Captain Marvel, I think of Danvers.
Yes.
So
we'll call him Marvel.
We'll do Marvel.
Marvel, who is not Marvelous.
But, like, yeah, he throws Marvel into the MPs, and then he goes flying off for, like, a special, stronger attack. Like, he was going to swing back around to attack the Manslayer. But instead changes his mind, goes flying into space.
Yeah, well, yeah, and he goes to flying to Jude Law.
Yon-Rogg.
Yeah. Yon-Rogg's.
Jude Law.
He goes flying, like, and he sees, like, this ship. He sees Yon-Rogg's ship, and it's got this force field around it that he can't penetrate. But he's getting a supply freighter in right at that time, so he's able to penetrate the force field.
Well, no, the force field had to come down.
Oh, that's right. It opens in that spot.
Yep. So he was able to. So sneak he in follows right there it in,
and then he jumps the fucking delivery guy in his fancy red costume.
I'm picturing Mar-Vell in his. We didn't describe his costume, but his costume is
green and white.
Green and white. If anybody who knows his old costume will know what we're talking about. Similar to kind of what the other what Carol Danvers' Mar-Vell from the movie, like how her first costume was.
Yeah, similar to that.
Yeah. This other guy has a costume
that's red,
kind of similar but red.
And it's got the 1970s Elvis collar.
Collar, and you got Jordy LaForge.
Items, yeah,
for the helmet. I picture him taking the costume off of that guy and putting it on over his
he does.
Costume.
He does put it on over top of his costume. Like
I don't.
Look, he didn't want to ruin his secret identity
to the Kree who already knew
exactly.
But yeah, so he comes and basically, I'm not even gonna say sneaks in.
He just walks in because he's in disguise
into Yon-Rogg.
I don't know if you noticed this or not. And I don't know if it's supposed to be like that, because later on it's not. But Yon-Rogg's costume in this first picture that he's in right there, squatted down.
Yeah.
It looks like assless chaps.
That's definitely a coloring issue.
Right?
But you are correct.
And so
the back of his leg is...
Hey, it's skin colored. But then in the next picture, it's back to normal.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about it, like, what if they would have just kept with that color scheme? And then, like, he was literally like the assless chaps dude. And that's how I thought about him for the rest of the comics that I read.
The one that you read. Yeah, that, okay.
But regardless, so Mar-Vell sneaks in this perfect disguise, and instead of keeping the disguise on and just going up there, like, snapping his neck.
Yep.
He's like, hey, guess who I am underneath the hood? And he's like, oh, Mar-Vell, my nemesis, you fucked my girlfriend.
Well, like, they have a little bit of dialogue, and then Yon-Rogg starts
kicks
attacking
the shit
him.
Out of him.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is another one of those things. First off, he's like, you should have never, lost the element of surprise, kicked the shit out of you. And he's like, where are his powers at here?
Right? I mean,
he's getting the shit kicked out of him by a normal Kree.
I mean, Kree are pretty powerful.
But he's also a Kree.
Yeah.
So therefore, he should be able to, like, with his powers, yeah, he should just be, like, laughing at these blows and then just, like,
he should.
Dick punch.
You are correct.
You know?
You
then yanked his fucking throat out through his scrotum.
Wow.
Right?
That's very specific. Okay.
I was going with the assless chaps thing.
Yeah, I figured.
But here, like I said, he just beats the shit out of him, you know? And then Mar-Vell's like, my head hurts. And, you know, you've got
okay, so this is where, and I agree with you earlier, where some of the writing problem is, because we have all this going on. Yon-Rogg is about to kick his ass, and then turns around and shows what's going on Earth.
By the way, your bitch Carol's going to get fucked up by this robot thing.
And then why is Carol just wandering around the rocket?
Right?
Randomly. And then, yes, Mar-Vell sees this, pulls this lever that drops something on Yon-Rogg.
It's like a fucking cartoon.
Basically.
Like Looney Tunes cartoon.
And instead of finishing him off, he's like, all right, I gotta go save Carol.
I'll come back and finish you later.
When they're, like, again, they're on the other side of the universe.
Yes.
He can teleport, sure.
He could have, like, at this point in time, Magog, what the hell's his name?
Manslayer?
No.
Yon-Rogg.
Yon-Rogg. Sorry.
Just say Yon.
I'm just gonna call him Jude. but he's literally laying there unconscious on the floor.
Yeah.
Mar-Vell could have reached down, snapped his neck.
Yep.
Called it a day, and then, like, anyways.
He does, on his way out, he does grab a gun, because he knows that his own power is not good enough.
A pew-pew laser?
To take care of this manslayer.
So then he shows up there, and Manslayer's got
Carol,
yeah, yep. Got Marvel, and Mar-Vell shows up, and he's like, "Hey, that's my other bitch. I can't shoot you because she's in the way, but I'm gonna take a shot anyways."
Yeah, he's like, "I need to do what I need to do," and ends up like shooting. He's trying to cripple him. Shoots him in the other arm that the Manslayer is not holding Carol with. And then shoots the thing in the back of his head.
Well, first he has to turn up the power of the gun, because the first blast, he's like, "Oh, it didn't do anything. Oh, if I turn this dial up, it makes it stronger. Why didn't I think of that in the first place? Because I'm poorly written." And, you know, Carol's got this, like, you get this one close-up of Carol's eye, and she's like, "Oh my god, I'm so scared. I hope he shoots me, because this is horrible.
I can't let Captain Marvel know I'm terrified. I can't risk letting my feelings interfere with what he must do."
Okay. So then he's like, take this. And he blasts this little, like, cord that's in the side of Manslayer's head.
Now, coming off of my knowledge of, like, say, Bane, where he's got the tubes of venom that drill into the back of his head, and that's what gives him his power. And Batman, in those issues, like, cut them, and that sent him into a rage, because that was his power. I can understand getting the tubes, taking care of those, but he's also an android.
Yeah.
So unless that is, like, an actual power outlet, which apparently is, because once he shoots him,
he's done. Stops. Yeah. That's a very big flaw in the design.
Yeah, especially on the outside.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, it didn't even give us, like, a video game, you know, like, weakness thing, you know? But you are, like, I'm serious. If this was a video game, you'd know to shoot him in those, because they're the only things that are out of place.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, he's got that big old, like,
thing on his back.
Power pack on his back. Literally.
So instead instead of dismantling this thing, right? Like, right now.
Yeah.
He should have just, you know, fucking, you know, plugged him 6 or 7 times with a laser blaster, right?
In theory, yes.
Okay. He just leaves it there.
But then we have Carol saying that... Well, she doesn't say that, but she knows that Marvel.
It turns out that Marvel is not a bad guy. Cannot be a traitor.
Yeah.
But you saved me and the rocket, and you touched me.
Oh, Jesus.
Like he did right there.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And that made her all excited, and then she forgot that he was a traitor.
Well, it's not that she forgot. She's like, "Well, you saved me, so you can't be bad."
He's dressed like a moblin. He must be a moblin.
Oh, I need to rewatch that. But yeah, we end it with some stupid, because it's just stupid.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Captain Marvel story.